at the beautiful Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, for the annual league meetings. Sitting down next to head coach Vance Joseph. Vance, it's your second time being here. How's your comfort level changed going through things the second time?
Well, obviously, you know, having that year of experience always is a good thing. You know, the more you do certain things, the better you get at it. You know, the more relaxed you are doing those things. So, absolutely. It's a great event to kind of come down and see your peers and kind of learn about the new rule proposals and those things. And, you know, obviously last year wasn't what we wanted, but it's a new year. You know, no one's going to look back. You know, we're looking forward. You know, we made some great moves in off season as far as making our team better. You know, we acquired a quarterback. That was a big deal for us. So, you know, we're excited about the future and we're looking forward only.
You mentioned it, the big free agency move, bringing in Case Keenum. What kind of impact will it make having some experience at that quarterback position?
Well, it's huge. You know, obviously the quarterback play is a direct reflection of wins and losses. You know, so to have a guy who's had a great year and to have a guy that's played and survived the league, you know, he's going to get better and better each year. I mean, his press conference, what I took from that was in his mind, he's going to get better. You know, and that's what happens for guys who can play and survive and play and survive and finally have a chance to be the guy in a breakthrough and have a winning year. He's going to get better for us.
Well, he showed a lot of poise up there at that podium, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that's been through a lot of ups and downs. So that wasn't going to be a moment where he was going to, you know, break apart. You know, I mean, he's a tough guy. He's won a lot of football games when he was the guy. But I'm excited for Case because this is the first time he's going to walk into OTAs and actually be the guy. It's his football team. I think he wants that. You know, he's out to prove the world again that he can do this. You know, so I'm excited to have Case, you know, as our quarterback and for our locker room.
You brought in a couple of other guys last week, Clint McDonald and Jared Valdir. You know, a couple captains from their old teams. What do they bring to the team?
Well, they bring guys, you know, obviously good football players, you know, but both of those guys are going to bring great leadership, you know, to our football team. I think, you know, John understands that we have to add, you know, more experienced guys who's going to do it the right way. You know, the best teams win, you know, so we're trying to build a football team that we can compete with every Sunday, you know, but also have, you know, have guys that can help lead us. You know, that was a void this year that we had in our locker room. I think adding those three guys especially is going to help our locker room move along.
We're about a month away from the draft here. 9 picks in the first 5 rounds.
Absolutely.
Where are you in the process right now?
Well, you know, obviously it's still the research part of the process. The draft's weeks away. You know, but we're excited, you know, to have a chance to have that many picks in the first 100 picks. But, you know, outside of that, you know, to pick top 5 in the first 3 rounds, you know, that's where you take impact players. So that's our goal, you know, to obviously draft impact players to help our football team now. You know, we don't want to be picking in the top 5 again, you know. So for this football team to be picking in the top 5 this year, we have to hit home runs, in my opinion, because, again, this is the last time we're going to be here, you know, in the top 5. So, you know, obviously, you know, we're researching. It's a lot of good players out there, and, you know, we want to find, you know, obviously the best fit for our football team. But we want guys who can help us right away.
I was going to mention, do you try and fill a need with that top 5 pick, or are you best available?
Well, I think the draft, it's about both. You know, you want to take the best player that fits your need if there is a need. But if not, you take the best player. But I think both goes into that, you know, as far as need versus best player. You know, it's a combination of both, you know, when you're doing it right.
We're here at the annual league meetings. A lot of talk about the new catch rule. Sure. What did you want to see get changed there?
Well, the catch rule, I think, you know, we all want this clarity, you know. About the rule that we had in place, it was a rule that, you know, if you watch the play, you can say, boy, that's not a catch, you know, because of the rule, not because of the eye test, you know. So I think we want more clarity. We want to add more common sense to the rule. And that's going to make it a better game for the fans and for the players and for the coaches. All we want is clarity and common sense when it comes to the rules. Obviously, the officials have a tough job because it's a fast-moving game with lots of rules. So we want to clarify the rules for the officials and for the coaches and for the fans to make the game better. That's all.
If it looks like a catch in the backyard, it should be a catch.
Absolutely.
Out on the field, right?
We want clarity. We want common sense added to it.
Mm-hmm. the career development seminar. That's something that you went through, and then in the past, and then this year, Matt Russell, Joe Woods, and Curtis Mockins all invited to take part in that. Right. How much of a help is that to career development?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, our league's done a great job of putting on symposiums and handpicking guys. You know, they want to push forward into advancement. You know, so I think it's a great deal for our guys to have a chance to come down and to mingle with other head coaches, other GMs, former head coaches, to kind of give them advice on how to advance their career. You know, everyone, in this league, wants to advance. You know, that's why we do it. It's all about competition. It's about making your life better and making your family's life better. So, to have Joe and Curtis and Matt Russell have a chance to be a part of this was huge, for those three guys, because they're all three guys and they're all worthy.
A lot of owners walking around here, too. Yeah. Of course, we're missing Broncos owner Pat Bowlen. You've been in Denver now for a year. Can you talk about his winning culture that he's developed there?
Well, I'll tell you what, obviously, last year wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. But, I mean, he has developed a football club that's the standard. You know, when you think of the Denver Broncos, you think of a winning organization. And that comes from this to be, his legacy still walks through that building every day, and we want to make him proud, So, we're pushing to make our football team better so we can carry on the winning tradition, and we want to add players and make our players understand that it's a long line of guys that sacrifice, to make this program what it is. So it's our job to keep pushing it forward, in a positive, mindset. So, that's my job, and that's John's job every day to keep that going in Denver, because it's been so good for us.
Time to get him in the Hall of Fame, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
This is the year. All right. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate your time.
Good to see you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.